What are some of the focal points this offseason for you all to improve the unit?
Just be more consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we moved the ball real well last year. You know, we were proud of how we moved the ball, but there's one thing that matters, and that's scoring points. And we didn't do a good enough job of that. That's there's not one specific reason. Main reason we look towards is turnover. So I think first and foremost, we got to fix that the most. But it's also making the plays that get us in the end zone. And we look into all those, why we didn't. And the more we get the same guys working together, the more we work at it, I'd be surprised if we don't get better at it.
The turnovers, was there a thread through why they happen? I mean, you know, if you take them away,
No, there's no consistent one. You know, some turnovers are going to happen. I'm not going to sit there and scare the whole offense out of trying to make plays. You got to see what you see and let it rip. Sometimes it's a tip pass that's tough to control. Sometimes it's a bad snap that happened that, you know, we definitely got to do better at that. And there's a couple bad decisions, but, you know, the ones we got to eliminate are the unnecessary ones, and that's the snaps and some of the forced things.
What are some of the keys for Coach Turner and how he teaches those backs to, you know, find those openings and those creases?
There's a fine line because once you start coaching them back too much how to run, they get messed up. You know, their brains shut off once that ball snaps. So we keep trying to emphasize one gap at a time, pressing it, helping the linemen make their blocks. And when you do commit to get downhill, you don't hesitate. You lower your pads and you go forward.
And what can Julio do to, you know, follow up the mega season he had last year? And are y'all expecting more attention to him this year?
They're going to put attention to Julio until you make him pay somewhere else. So that's always going to happen. And it doesn't mean you just ignore Julio. That's up to us to still move him around and help him out when he is getting all that attention. But the more we can make plays around him, you know, I think Julio can even be more effective for us if we don't use him as much. And the more other guys can step it up, the easier that gets.
How does Muhammad fit in the offense? What did y'all see to make y'all pursue him so heavily and get him on board?
You look at all the guys that are available. And what we loved the most about Sanu is how tough of a football player he was. You know, nothing seemed too big for him. He comes off the ball, runs every play as hard as he can. He's got good hands, runs through the ball, competes in both the run and pass game. And the thing I love most about him, the game's not too big for him. He's not scared of the moment, and he enjoys being physical.
Matt Cohen's been lined on all those plays you've shown with a run pass option. Can he check out every time?
Not all of them. A lot of them you do. You don't want to get into that game all the time because then the disguises get too bad. And sometimes you need to run the ball into bad looks sometimes just to slow down the D line. You know, sometimes you get an 8-man front all game, and if it's all run pass check, that means you're going to throw the ball every play. And if you do that, you're going to struggle to block people. So I'd say on half of them he's got a chance to do that, and some are just calling him running.
How much of a difference do you think Alex Mack is going to make? Because it seemed like Matt's turnovers were pretty uncharacteristic last year. Was his mind a little bit cluttered, more so than usual, coming to the line of scrimmage?
I think any time that, you know, I think this goes for everybody, but I think it would for any of you guys in your line of work. When you've been doing something for 7 years, you've spoken one language for 7 years, and you think you feel comfortable with something, you do until you get in a situation you haven't been in before. And when it's your first year going through something that you haven't done before, that happens throughout the year. And I think he got through a lot of situations last year that he hadn't been through in a new offense, and now he's been through it. And people get comfortable with reps. You get comfortable with experience, and I think he'll be better.
I guess with Mack, though, it's some of those responsibilities that
maybe
he had last year
and
alleviated
a little bit. Yeah, I understand. What's great, Mack's played center his whole life. You know, we asked a lot out of Persons last year, and I thought Persons did a hell of a job. And he did as good as almost anyone's done for me in terms of the run game. But that was his first time actually starting an NFL game. It was week one, and it was his first time ever playing center before. So we threw a lot at him. I thought he did. He did as good of a job as he could, but it wasn't as natural for him because he hasn't done it as much. So to get Mack in there, who's done it his entire life, it does calm people down.
Kyle, changed up at all after listening to the input of the players? Because you said you were all about getting feedback from them and Matt and Julio. What have you maybe changed in the practice routine?
You know, the practice routine is usually up to our head coach, so he sets all that. It's not about changing. It's about going through things together. I have never been a guy who doesn't talk to the guys, who doesn't listen to guys. I've always done that. But when you go through experiences with people, you go through adversity with guys, you start to really find out who people are. They get to find out who I am, who they are, what makes people tick. And going through the stuff that we went through last year, makes it a lot easier to communicate because we've been through stuff together. Everything, you're on a honeymoon before the season starts when you haven't been through anything together. Everything's great, and it started out great, and then it got pretty bad and went for about 6 games in a row, and you lose 6 games in a row in the NFL, and I've been places you lose 3 in a row, and the whole building falls apart. So to lose 6 in a row, it's tough, and it challenged a lot of us. And what I was the most proud of with our guys and what I learned through the character of our guys is we got a lot of it. And when things were bad, we still stepped it up, found a way to win 2 out of our last 3. And we went through a lot of adversity together, and I think we all know each other a lot better because of that. No exact specifics. It's more just getting more time together, going through it. And we felt better just talking about how the season went together. All right, we know what to expect here when we go through this. We know when we go through this stretch what we can go to. It's when you get back, the season is survive, go. It goes so fast and very quickly once it ended to be able to just sit down with Matt, relax, and talk it out. It's a lot easier understanding each other's perspective, what it was like for each other going through that stuff, and feel a lot closer and more comfortable going through it with them.
Coach, was Roddy White doing the things you needed him to do all season long?
Roddy did everything we asked him to do. Roddy worked hard, did everything we asked him to do.
Coach, the no huddle, folks want to know why come you all can't run more of it. I know the linemen got to run a lot. That's a lot of work they're doing up front. But is that something you all can incorporate more moving forward?
We do no huddle when we think it gives us an advantage. And we do no huddle more than most people in the league. We don't just sit and do 2-minute no huddle. But a lot of our run plays and stuff that you don't always notice, that they are no huddle. And, I don't know the stats, so I'd be wrong. I know my last year in Cleveland, 2 years ago, we were number 2 in the league in seconds per play behind Philly. It was all no huddle. So I don't know if we did it as much then, but I'd be very surprised if we weren't way up there because we do it a good amount, I think a little more than people realize.
In terms of being able to have Matt Schaub in the room, how much does that help Matt? I mean, and obviously you said it's his second go-around, so he's going to be much more comfortable with the offense, but having somebody in Matt who was with you for multiple years in Houston to be able to be that extra resource for him in the room, how much or something is maybe sort of under the radar does that help Matt?
I think you'd have to ask Matt, but, anytime you have a quarterback who's had a lot of success in the league, not just in our offense, but just in general, I think it helps. You know, Matt hasn't had many backups who have played a lot in the NFL. So just to have a guy who's had some success, who's had that pressure week in and out, I love having that for him. Just a guy who's been in those shoes, and if you haven't been in those shoes, it's hard to understand because there's a lot on that guy, as much as anybody to me in the world. So to have Schaub, it's a good guy that he can talk to, and it definitely helps having him. Schaub not only has been through the heat of the battle, but he's been through it in the scheme also.
How good is it for you being back?
I love having Matt back because, one, I think he's a very good player. Two, I think he's a very good guy. And, you know, it's funny for Matt, too. I mean, I haven't been with Matt in, I want to say, like 6 years. So, you know, he thinks he knows the offense also. But, again, it changes every year. So it's not the exact same offense that we ran for him either. So it's always a changing. But anytime you got a guy who's as good of a person and as good of a player as Matt, it's really good to have him around.
Coach, what do you want to be points per game-wise where you think your offense will be satisfactory to you?
Whatever is more points than the defense scored.
So really, 21 points, you know, where you were last year, right? That was okay for you last year?
Oh, I mean, as a goal, you want to be the best at anyone in the league. But if you think about points as a play caller and stuff, that can get you a lot into trouble. You just start dropping back and throwing it every play. I've been down that road. You can't think that way. You got to know how the game's going. You got to know how to control the clock. You want to get big plays to get more points, which we need to get more of, but that doesn't mean you just make an absolute and say, hey, they're not giving them to us. Let's just go out and do it because I told someone we were going to score 30 points a game. So you got to do what makes sense, and we're always trying to score as much as we can, and we're going to always do as good as we can.
On that same point, though, did you see that there was opportunities to maybe go down the field more? That you say, hey, going into this year, hey, we probably can take more advantage of that going into this year.
Yeah, you always do. After each game, when did you have it? When do you not? I mean, explosive plays is, you know, I think this will be my 9th year calling plays, and It's really never been an issue. We didn't get as much last year as I would like, and I'd be surprised if that doesn't change.
Thing that you guys both now have a better understanding of who you are as a team. Who are you guys as a team?
Who are we as a team? That's such a broad question that it's tough for me to answer, but I think we got a group of guys who are talented and have a lot of character. I believe our guys, the type of people they are, they work as hard as they can. They know the coaching staff works as hard as they can. And when it comes down to it, that's really all you can ask for people. You know, there's a lot of pressure on everybody. That's why we're in this business. We understand it. But all I can ask from people is if I know every single guy in there is doing as good as he can, I know I'm working as hard as I can, then you go into games confident, knowing you're doing everything you can, and you let the chips fall, and you be proud of the outcome.
Is your heart trying to find a balance, not just in terms of running past, but now with Tevin, you know, also in his second year and being more comfortable with this game, trying to divvy it up in terms of the backs to hold to him, Tevin? So one pass as well as between the two backs, especially when you have one in terms of Devontae, is that too much to say?
Yeah, I would never use the word problem when you have two really good backs. I mean, it's an awesome problem to have, you know? So, like, I don't worry about it. They're both so good and so similar to me, it doesn't matter to me really who's in there. I don't see much of a difference. Yeah, there's some different styles and stuff, but it's you're calling similar plays. You got two very good backs, and the more that Tevin could stay consistently healthy and be consistent, which there's no doubt in my mind he will. He's had as good of a OTAs as anyone on our team. The more it'll help Free, the more it'll help Tevin, the more it helps everybody. You know, I think Free can get a lot better next year if Tevin takes some pressure off of him and vice versa. So that's something I don't ever really worry about. Sometimes I don't even know who's in there. I don't mind. I just want him fresh.
How can you all get better?
What about the red zone offense? I wanted to see me get the ball down last year. What do you guys have to do better there to produce more points? What's the challenge there?
Every year is different. When you look at ours this year, I think there was a couple things. You know, when you're 18th in the NFL in overall red zone offense and you're 32nd in red zone turnovers, that's saying a lot. You know, usually if you're 32nd in red zone turnovers, you usually are at the bottom five in red zone offense. So to be middle of the pack with a lot of turnovers, just looking at stats like that, it's stop turning the ball over and we'll do a lot better. But it is more than that. I think at the beginning of the year, we ran the ball extremely well inside the 10. I want to say our first 12 times inside the 10, we scored on 11 of them, touchdowns. And it was off run plays. And the only time we didn't was the first time we were down there versus Philly. We had a pick, I think on second and goal. But after that, we went 11 in a row. And then we started struggling to run the ball more. And once you start struggling to run the ball, you get a lot of four-man rushes, and you got seven guys in the end zone, usually against four guys on a route, and it gets congested. And start with turnovers. Next thing, whenever you run the ball well down there, points usually happen. It's easier for everybody.